I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. In the next few weeks, 200 people will move from the streets of Denver into a converted hotel. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more on Denver's homelessness response and the city's push to house 1,000 people by the end of the year.
In downtown Denver Thursday morning, dozens of people broke down tents, packed up belongings, and boarded a bus to short-term housing. For Amber Causer, it would be the first roof over her head in 3 years.
You know, it's scary, but it's an achievement too for me because I've been looking for this for a long time.
So far, Mayor Mike Johnston's administration has moved around 300 people indoors to converted hotels and micro-community sites. In the next 2 weeks, he plans to bring that figure to 500.
I think this represents a dramatic change in their life opportunities. We had folks who were outside in encampments in freezing cold, and this represents the opportunity for a dramatic change.
Johnston said Thursday's encampment closure is one of many planned for the rest of December in a final push to hit the 1,000-person goal by the deadline. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The owner of a funeral home in Trinidad is calling for a state investigation into the Los Angeles County coroner. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Thomas Murphy with Trinidad Malaire Murphy Funeral Home says he was present when a second unidentified body was discovered during the exhumation of a single grave at a cemetery near Trinidad this fall. Burying multiple bodies in one grave is illegal in Colorado without permission from the family of the deceased. Murphy says he confronted the coroner, Dominic Verker, who admitted to burying two people at the cemetery without notifying the property owner or having proper documentation. Murphy also says Verker threatened to have people arrested for looking into the illicit burials. He claims he has evidence of others. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Los Angeles County coroner has not responded to a request for comment. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.